Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, a dad's point of view. And thank you, Arnie Salen, my freshman, about to finish freshman year at Berklee College of Music, for that music that he provides in the form of his DJ mixes. It is time for Therapy Talk with Dr. Jennifer Weberman, who's a psychologist and parent coach. She does so much, I don't want to waste time with the introduction today, but you can find her at theparentingplayground.com. Welcome to the show, Dr. Weberman.
Hi, Bruce. It's great to be here.
It's always a pleasure to speak with you. Your husband sent me a tweet the other day, like something... almost like, you know, I know you like my wife, but don't get to like her too much. It was really cute. It was tongue in cheek. And I said, I'm sorry, I can't help myself. I'm crazy about her. And then he said, well, so am I. And I think you have a lot of people that are very, very affected and touched and impressed by you. So I'm grateful to have you on the show, and I'm grateful that you're a regular on Dad Chat as well. It is what's on your mind today. So what is on your mind?
Oh, well, yeah, I read this really funny blog that's been trending this week. Came out of Huffington Post. The woman who wrote it is a mom. Her name is Ava Neyer, N-E-Y-E-R. Mm-hmm. And it was basically a very funny rant coming from a new mom who's got a newborn baby, and she's just frustrated by all the conflicting advice that comes from the experts out of these parenting books about sleep training. And she goes on to say, you know,
about
one
what
book
about
says,
what training?
Sleep training. You have to sleep train your baby
sleep,
now.
Sleep
Did you
training.
Know that?
Okay. No, mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
So one book will say, you know, never sleep let your baby training. Nap in a car seat, a stroller, or
oh
a swing because it'll damage their skull. And the other book says, if your baby has trouble falling asleep, try using a car seat, a stroller, or a swing. And then the one book says, co-sleeping is the best way to sleep train. And the other book says, co-sleeping is dangerous and you'll kill your baby. You know, one book says, keep track. The other book says, don't watch the clock. One says, cry it out is the best way. The other one says, if you use cry it out, your baby's going to feel abandoned and scarred for life. And it just goes on and on and on. And it's so true. And lots of moms jumped in on the comments section and said, oh, my God, yes, it can make you crazy. And it just made me think how confusing it is to be a parent nowadays, because there's so much information out there. You know, a few decades ago, if you wanted a parenting book, you had Dr. Spock, and that was pretty much it. And now there's this entire section of parenting books at Barnes & Noble, and it's not just the amount of information or that it's conflicting, but so many of these books claim that if you don't do it their way and you do it some other way, you're damaging your child.
Well, you know something? That's the way all political discourse seems to be today. It all is fear-based. I mean, our president, you know, talked about sequestration and the world was going to fall apart. He couldn't just talk about that there might be some, you know, pullbacks or cutbacks or problems. The world was falling apart. And so consequently, these authors on parenting books, if they take a position, they've got to basically say that if you don't do this, your kid is going to be scarred for life. So this makes total sense to me, but I'm going to just add something. I still believe that there's something we all have, and I will grant that maybe women have it even better, and it's something really rare, and it's called common sense. And if you read three books that have different points of view, why don't you look at your own child and say, okay, I have a certain degree of common sense. This makes sense to me. Now, certain things are incontrovertible, okay? Wear a helmet when you skateboard, okay? I believe if my kid falls from a skateboard or a bicycle without a helmet, he's got a greater risk to hurt his head. But all these other things, at some point, you just got to employ common sense because every child is different.
Yeah, when you use common sense, you're using your head. You're not operating from a place of fear. And then when you also use your core values, you're also operating from a place that's sort of centered and grounded rather than reactionary. And I think a lot of parenting is reactionary.
Did you use the V word?
Values?
Values?
I know you love that word too, right?
On public radio, we're going to talk about values?
Yes.
Gosh.
And core values.
Oh my God.
You get to choose what those are. It's
really?
Not someone telling you what your values should be. It's you deciding for yourself what you want your core values to be and what your family is going to represent.
By the way, when you're clear on your values, every other decision flows pretty easily.
That's right. Because you're either operating inside of them or outside of them, and every decision becomes much clearer.
Right, right. So what would you suggest? I mean, especially for the new parent. I mean, the other day I was a rare date night with my wife, and there was this young woman with her mother and her newborn baby, who was like 2 or 3 months old. And the moment I looked at her, I said, first kid. And she looked at me and said, how do you know? And I said, because you just have that look. You know, there's a certain look of excitement. She said, "What? Do I look anxious?" I said, no, you actually don't look anxious, but you look just so excited. And trust me, by the time the second or third comes along, you're very happy, but you're not going to have that glowing look of excitement. So it was kind of funny, and we just engaged in that conversation. But the first child is scary. I don't care how well-educated you are. We're all afraid we're going to mess it up. So how do you go through all – I mean, should you choose a book? I mean, there's certain books like What to Expect When You're Expecting that are really successful and big. Are there just a handful of books that really are the ones that you should choose, or do you go the book du jour?
You know, I've never found one book that I think encompasses everything a parent should know. And, you know, if you operate exclusively from that methodology, you'll have the perfect child. And I don't think that that book exists. I think taking little bits of different books, plus using your instincts, plus learning from your own childhood experiences is best. But I think to answer your question, I don't claim to have all the answers. And I don't think anybody should. In fact, I'm suspicious of any books that say, this is the be-all, end-all book. Use this and you won't need anything else. Parenting is not one size fits all. And it isn't formulaic, like A plus B will always give you C. And that's sometimes what we think about with children. If we do this, then the kids will end up this way. And it's not like that. It's more like cooking, where there's like a balance of ingredients that you want to have to maximize the outcome, but there's flexibility, and you can add a little bit of this or a little bit of that. And if there's too much, you balance it out. It's not so cookie cutter. So I would say that, first of all, new parents. Mm-hmm. So it's about balance. And second, I would say that I think a common way that parents parent is, you know, if your parenting style is a reaction to the style of parenting you received as a child. So in psychology, we have this term called unfinished business. So it's, if you haven't made closure with something that happened to you, it's unfinished business. It's unhealed. So if you're a permissive parent, maybe you learn that from your own parents, or maybe you had parents that were harsh or critical or strict or something like that, and you felt hurt by that, so now you're vowing not to do it with your own kids, and so by being permissive, you're protecting them from something that you experienced. But whenever we do anything that's sort of a reaction to, rather than coming from a place of core values or common sense, we're not operating from that centered place. It's still an extreme. It's just the other way.
Agreed.
Does that make sense?
Agreed. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. And in fact, the whole common sense thing just plays right back into everything you've just said.
Yeah. Yeah. I really feel like if parents can just take a look at what's important to them. You know, when you're steering a ship, you got to know what you're headed towards. And if you don't, you're just going to get blown around by the wind. So, or wherever the waves or the current takes you. So just deciding for yourself what your family's core values are. And if you're going to operate inside of those, that's part of steering the ship. Look at what worked from your own childhood and what didn't work, and is your parenting a reaction to that, or is it building upon that? Using common sense, and then actually just looking at your own children. Is what you're doing working?
Yes, exactly.
If it's not working, it's kind of like back to that cooking. It's like, or what ingredient is missing?
Regardless of what an expert may have said, if that doesn't work for your child, get another expert or get another opinion or try something else.
Exactly.
All right. We are out of time so darn rapidly. Very quickly, where can our listeners find you?
I blog at theparentingplayground.com and on Facebook, we're under the same name. And I do want to thank your listeners, because every time we do the show, we have one or two more people join us on Facebook.
Terrific.
And on Twitter, it's dr_Weberman, and I'm always at Dad Chat.
And in fact, coming to Dad Chat means you can actually interact with not only Dr. Weberman, but myself and anybody else, guests and otherwise. It's really fun. Well, thank you, Dr. Weberman. We'll see you tonight at Dad Chat. Next week is Samsung-sponsored Dad Chat. It's going to be pretty darn incredible. Stay tuned for some final closing remarks.
Mr. In Between. Do not mess with Mr. In Between. No, no. Do not It's a Bible. Just do 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 do.